Olá! Welcome to the Portuguese from Portugal podcast. Today we have a slowly spoken article for you to help you to learn and comprehend the Portuguese language. Enjoy it!
Elevador de Santa Justa. O elevador de Santa Justa, também referido como elevador do Carmo, é um sistema de transporte público situado no centro da cidade de Lisboa, no distrito de mesmo nome, em Portugal. Liga a Rua do Ouro e a Rua do Carmo ao Largo do Carmo e constitui-se num dos monumentos mais interessantes da Baixa de Lisboa. É composto por uma torre metálica onde circulam duas cabines e por uma passadeira que liga o piso superior à zona do Carmo. A estrutura do elevador é composta por ferro fundido e utiliza um esquema inspirado no estilo neogótico. Foi construído sob a gestão do distinto engenheiro Raul Meissner de Mozart, conhecido por ter feito outros projetos do mesmo tipo em território nacional. Este elevador foi planeado desde a década de 1890, mas o projeto só foi aprovado pela Câmara Municipal de Lisboa em 1900, ano em que se iniciaram as obras. Durante a construção, uma das fases mais impressionantes foi a deslocação do viaduto e do pilar de suporte para as suas posições respectivas, manobra que foi executada através da rotação dos componentes inteiros. O elevador foi inaugurado em 1902.
Hi everyone, my name is Rita, I'm from Guimarães and I'm here today with a new article. The new article's title is Elevador de Santa Justa and I'm here today with my co-host James. With James we will read the article and I will try to help James improving his pronunciation or if he has any doubt, any questions about any term or expression, I will help him to improve his understanding of the text and obviously these terms and expressions. Shall we get started, James?
Yep, I'm ready.
Wonderful.
So, we'll start with the first paragraph.
Yes.
O elevador de Santa Justa, também referido como elevador do Carmo, é um sistema de transporte público situado no centro da cidade de Lisboa, no distrito do mesmo nome em Portugal.
Yeah, very good. So, did you understand the general idea in that sentence?
Yes.
Okay, can you tell me? Explain to me?
There's this elevator called...
That's correct.
Santa Justa. Justa.
Santa Justa, muito bem.
But it's also known as... The elevador do Carmo.
Muito bem. Sou referido, também referido como. It means like
also known as
or also can be like you name as something.
Yes.
Something or someone.
Referred to.
Also referring referred to. Yeah, that's correct.
And it's a type of transport, sistema de transporte,
yes.
Public, like, so for the people.
Yes, basically, it comes next, the next sentence, so we will explain
soon.
Yes, and the elevator is in Lisbon.
In Lisbon.
And the district of Lisbon, a city, is also called Lisbon.
You're correct. Yeah, the city of Lisboa.
In Portugal.
In Portugal, very good. Mm-hmm. So now we will understand why it is a public transportation system.
Okay.
Yeah.
Liga a Rua do Ouro.
Ouro.
Ouro. E a Rua do Carmo ao Lago do Carmo e constitui-se num dos monumentos mais interessantes da Baixa de Lisboa.
The Baixa de Lisboa. The.
The Baixa okay. de Lisboa.
So, do you understand here Liga?
No.
It's interesting. It means connects. So, basically, Liga a Rua do Ouro a Rua e a Rua do Carmo ao Largo do Carmo. It means it connects a Rua do Ouro to and the Rua do Carmo to the Carmo Square. That's why it's a public transport system.
This Lago, is it?
It's a square.
So the Carmo Square.
Square, Carmo mm-hmm. Square. Because if you are in the Rua do Ouro and you want to go to the Rua do Carmo,
okay.
to the Largo Square, mm-hmm. you take this way because it's really high.
Yes,
do you
yes.
know the yes. the elevator, yes?
I've seen it, yes.
Yeah, I've seen it. So it's really high. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many meters, but, you know, it's...
it takes a long time to walk if you go up the hill yourself.
That's it, exactly. Yeah. So that's why it's a public transport system, because if you live or want to go to if you live in Rua do Ouro or if you want to go to work to Largo do Carmo, obviously... You need
yes
to go up. It's not
easier.
It's not only a tourist mm-hmm. way of transportation.
Yes. Okay.
Probably there are other ways to get Largo do Carmo, but that's a way.
Mm-hmm.
Also, yeah. So now the next paragraph will be about what it is. So yeah.
É composto por uma torre metálica. Onde circulam duas cabines e por uma passadeira que liga o piso superior à zona do Carmo.
Muito bem. Então, percebeste?
Mm-hmm. I understand it's describing a bit about the structure, right?
Exactly. So composto is...
Composed.
Like made of. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the... Uma torre metálica, so we know torre, like tower.
Tower,
like
yeah.
from the previous article.
That's correct, yeah, very good.
So a metal tower with this, like, circular cabins? Or
yeah, so with the two cabins that go, well, I would describe as up and down, you know.
Yes, it's the path that go up and down the lift. Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This onde circulam?
Circulam.
Mm-hmm.
Circular is to go sort of around, but also in this case is more ascendant and descendant. But maybe the system itself it goes like a circle.
Okay.
Circulam comes from the in this case a verb, but comes from also circo. Circo as a circle.
A circuit.
Exactly.
Yes.
A circuito, sim, 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 can mm-hmm. be. And círculo as a, not circo, but círculo mm-hmm. as a, something that goes around.
Okay.
Maybe the system itself, it goes around, but obviously the two cabins go up and down. It's not a circle. Mm-hmm. I guess I've never been inside for the description, I guess that's like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says uma passadeira.
Yes.
So you have those two cabins that probably the system is like, circula, yeah.
Okay.
But also means goes. It has a sort of movement.
Yes.
And then on top you have a sort of passage, yeah, and it connects you to this zona do Carmo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's like a walkway from the
walkway, village. And then there you have Rua do Carmo and the Largo do Carmo, the Carmo Square and the Carmo Street.
Okay. So to continue.
Yep.
A estrutura do elevador é composta por ferro fundido e utiliza esquema inspirado no estilo neogótico.
You understood?
Maybe you can describe it and just try to understand it.
So, a estrutura do elevador é composta por ferro fundido. Mm-hmm. The structure, a estrutura do elevador, the structure of the lift, or elevator, I don't know how would you say.
Both,
yeah. It's made of metal, but ferro fundido is a specific type of metal.
Okay.
It's like more hard metal.
Steel?
Can be steel. I don't know the terminology. This fundido is important because it's a type of metal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Okay.
The style, e utiliza esquema inspirado no estilo neogótico. And the style itself is a sort of neogothic. You see sort of motifs there.
Yes.
Yeah? That are related to this period, neogothic period, even though wasn't in the neogothic, period. Yeah?
Yeah, very interesting. Okay, so to continue.
Mm-hmm.
Foi construído sob a
gestão
do distinto engenheiro Raul Mesnia do Ponsard,
Muito bem.
Conhecido por ter feito outros projetos do mesmo tipo em território nacional.
Muito bem. So basically he's talking about who did this project.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, not exactly who did, but who managed.
He was the engineer.
That's right. Yeah. So foi construído. Understand who foi construído?
Was constructed.
Constructed, built under the management of the...
Sob a gestão.
Under the management of this well-known... Distinto, something that's distinto, it's amazing, well-known, very good. It's like you say in English, you pass with distinction.
Yes.
So it's the same thing. It's like very well-known, very good engineer.
Mm-hmm.
For the name, maybe it's French or Belgium, I think French.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says... conhecido por ter feito outros projetos do mesmo tipo no território nacional. It means that he was known also because besides this project, he did other projects in Portugal. So, território nacional, it means a piece of land that belongs to a nation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, território nacional. In this case, Portugal. Yeah. So he did this project, but he did other projects in Portugal.
But it even did other projects of the same type. So other.
That's correct.
Elevators.
Other elevators. Yeah, okay. That's right.
He's
a
mesmo tipo.
Mesmo tipo. Mm-hmm. Isso mesmo. Muito bem. Muito bem. Boa observação.
Okay. So to continue the last paragraph.
Yes.
Este elevador foi planeado desde a década de 1890.
E 90.
Mas o projeto só foi aprovado pela Câmara Municipal de Lisboa em 1900. Ano em que se iniciaram as obras.
Iniciaram
as obras.
Good. So, este elevador foi planeado. Planeado, it means it was...
Planned.
Idealized, yeah?
Yes. The idea was thought up.
Correct.
In this,
thought up.
In the 1890s.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Mas o projeto só foi aprovado pela Câmara Municipal de Lisboa em 1900.
Mm-hmm.
What did you understand?
But the project was only approved by this
town hall Câmara Municipal de Lisboa.
Lisbon in the 1900.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Ano em que se iniciaram as obras.
Does that mean that was the year they started to the project and construct?
The construction.
In the correct. Same year.
In that year, when they approved the project.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Durante a construção, uma das fases mais impressionantes foi a deslocação do viaduto e do pilar de suporte para as suas posições respectivas, manobra que foi executada através da rotação dos componentes interiores.
Inteiros. Okay, that's a bit more complicated, this sentence, because it talks about how it was actually built. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Durante a construção.
So during the construction.
Very good. Uma das fases mais impressionantes foi a deslocação.
So,
you understand?
One of the phases that was the most impressive
yeah.
was the relocation.
Deslocação is to move something, an object, from a place to another.
So, a relocation.
Yeah, you call it relocation.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you're right then. Do viaduto e do pilar de suporte. So, viaduto e pilar de suporte, they are talking about the components itself. So, a viaduto normally is a place where you can pass through. A pilar is like a sort of, how do you say in English?
No,
like a big...
A column.
Yeah, exactly. Really big one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
I thought this viaduto could be like the viaduct. Like where the water goes.
Yes, that's correct also, mm-hmm. yeah. But there are viaductos that you can pass through also.
Okay.
All right? And this bit para as suas respectivas posições. So imagine they are constructing, they have this column, this viaduct, and the people that are doing it are putting into the place. Yeah. Manobra is a maneuver, like a way mm-hmm. of doing something.
Yes.
Yeah. Que foi executada através da rotação dos componentes inteiros. So, maneuver that was executed,
mm-hmm.
executed, que foi executada.
Yes.
Através, it normally means through. In this case, it's like using the rotation of the full components. Like you have this viaduct, these columns, and you have to rotate them. And the people were doing that. Like, and they were, I imagine, I didn't see, but
yes.
enormous
yes. Yes.
components. Componentes inteiros.
Mm-hmm.
So the full is not little pieces and you build, but the full
yes.
components. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And to the last little sentence to finish. O elevador foi inaugurado em 1902.
Ah, very good.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about the article, James?
Yes, it was very nice. So it's a very interesting place, this elevator.
Yes, it's in really good location. This
not yet been inside, but seen it from the outside many
mm-hmm.
times.
Mm-hmm. This Baixa de Lisboa is where all the not all, but some shops are, like,
mm-hmm.
is the one of the main parts of Lisbon, well known. So I think it's a nice place to see it. Like, well, obviously we'll see if you go to this Rua do Ouro. It's a huge thing. So.
Yes, yes. And there was not too complicated, the article.
Okay.
So just a few words that I didn't know, but...
So you think it's an easy,
for our listeners,
is an easy article?
Especially if you already know English, I think a lot of it is quite easy to find the connection.
Okay, especially this sort of technical words.
Yeah, exactly.
They're very English-like, I would say. Good. Thank you, James.
No problem.
Thank you, everyone, to listen to this podcast. Make sure to check out our website, www.portuguesefromportugal.com. We see you next time and enjoy the article. Bye-bye. Adeus.
Bye.
Make sure to check out the website portuguesefromportugal.com for the full article text, grammar highlights, and questions. See you next time.